Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Candace Armstrong in this morning. The Virginia Community Food Connections is our focus. Candace, it is good to see you and good to have you here this morning.
Thank you, Ted. It's so great to be back, and we're really excited to be able to talk to you about what we're doing.
There are a lot of things to be doing, and a lot of times you see Virginia Community Food Connections, or you know of different programs and don't realize it's you. Before we go any further, though, I must say that your husband was was the upfront spokesman for the Stamp Out Hunger this past weekend. What a great weekend it was for Stamp Out Hunger, and the hats off to the postal workers and for the community for 8 tons.
Absolutely incredible. My husband Sean Armstrong is the president of the National Association of Letter Carriers local branch. And he's super passionate about Stamp Out Hunger. He recently took over like the coordination effort after the person that had done it for many years, yeah, Paula, retired. And she left quite a legacy. So Sean takes it very seriously and wants to make sure that, you know, that we continue to collect food. And it went really well.
Oh, it did. When I saw on Saturday night that it was 8 tons, and yeah, that it would feed 37 families of four for a month.
For a full month, yeah.
That is pretty significant.
Amazing, yeah. Thank you to the community, for everybody who stepped up and left food by their mailbox. The only other thing I will say is some people did comment that maybe their mail carrier missed their food donation. If that happens, either just give it to a local pantry that you know and mm-hmm. love, or try to contact, you know, the post office or the food bank. Somebody will come and pick it up if they have something that they still want to donate.
Yeah, if you've got it, or to even take it by the
yeah,
food bank.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be used. It does show, though, the power of the community. And
yes,
even if you have just a few things and can
yeah,
donate those every few weeks or every month, it does have an impact.
It adds up. It really does. Yeah, it makes a big difference.
So, Virginia Community Food Connections, you guys, you've been now, what, this is like 4 or 5 years now, I think you've been with them.
I've been there almost 5 years. So
wow,
that's hard to believe.
I remember when you got the job,
yeah,
and how excited I was that there was somebody local
yeah,
that I knew doing this. Talk about what you all do, because boy, again,
yeah,
there's a lot of good programs come from Virginia Community Food Connections.
Thanks, Ted. That's so nice. So VCFC, nobody can ever remember our name. It's too long. But VCFC, we've been, since 2009, we've been running SNAP and Fresh Match at the Spotsylvania Farmers Market. And now we're at 9 markets across the region. So we started at Spotsylvania, the market at Gordon Road. And we've been offering different, it's changed over the years, but right now we're offering a free $30 match for additional fruits and vegetables if you spend $30 in SNAP EBT. So the role that we play is we set up basically as a retailer on behalf of all the farmers and vendors that sell SNAP eligible food at the market. We run the EBT card at our tent. And folks can spend whatever they want, just like they're at the grocery store, so they can buy food at the market. We give them wooden tokens that they then use as the currency in the market. We match up to $30 every single week. So you come in, you can spend $30 of SNAP, and you walk away with $60 worth of fresh food from the market for your family.
Boy, and I know the big thing that you try to do and continually the thing that you do fight against, and fighting as far as just getting the word out that this is available.
Getting the word out. So the cool thing about our program, us specifically, is that we run the top 3 programs of their kind in the whole state of Virginia. And even though that's amazing and we're super proud of that and we want to continue that, there are so many people that we know are not taking advantage of this program and so many more that we could reach. And that's part of thank you for this, for helping us get the word out further.
No, it is so important. And just the fact that you could walk away each week and not get that when you can. And fresh food is so important. And there's such an emphasis. I do really look upon you as really you really have been trailblazers in all of this, because now the Rappahannock Education Farm is doing such terrific things around the area. And but you were the one years ago that started this, and I remember having conversations with you about the need and the importance of fresh food.
Absolutely. I mean, fresh food, fresh fruits and vegetables especially, when you have a tight grocery budget, any of us, if we have a certain amount of money to spend at the store, the first thing that you cut out usually is fresh food. Mm-hmm. So families that are food insecure, and food insecurity knows no boundary. You know, your neighbors could be food insecure. We all could experience periods of food insecurity within the year. It doesn't mean you're constantly food insecure, but you may have times when you are. And so for any of us who are on a budget, when you go to the store, the first thing you're going to do is eliminate fresh fruits and vegetables, because that's often the most expensive thing on your list. You're going to buy things that stretch, buy things that are more shelf stable, buy things that are going to keep your family from being hungry. And so the work that we do not only emphasizes access to fresh food that we believe everyone deserves, but also that we want everyone to have access to local food, food that's grown. We want to support the local agricultural community, and which really truly sustains all of us.
We'll take a quick break and continue on this morning. Candace Armstrong is here, the executive director with Virginia Community Food Connections, virginiacfc.org, for more information. It's a great website, just a great website. Facebook, too, has all kinds of updated information on where they're at and how you can participate. And we'll continue to talk about that this morning with Candace Armstrong on News Talk 1230 WFVN.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Candace Armstrong here this morning with Virginia Community Food Connections, virginiacfc.org. How did you get involved? I mean, you've had a passion for this. You've had a passion for the community in working with nonprofits and in different things. This, to me, when you took over of this, Candace, I just remember thinking, this is perfect.
Yeah.
This is like one of those, this is like a person at a job who it's perfect.
It's really felt like a full circle moment for me in my life, because when I started, the very first time that I got interested in food insecurity, it really goes back to when I was a graduate student in South Carolina, and I worked behind the fence at a juvenile detention center, maximum security juvenile detention center. And the project that I walked in on was they were building a garden. And the garden was supposed to represent a lot of different things, but it was supposed to represent sort of a bridge between the kids behind the fence and the community outside. And so that kind of really sparked my interest in what can a garden really do for people, for the community. And then I became an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer some years after that.
Yeah.
And then we built a community garden in this small rural town where I was living and working. And that took resources that were available from the college where I was working, where we grew the plants, and then a church donated some land. And then we were just able to feed people and support a food pantry. And so doing that, and then over some years ending up, you know, here in Fredericksburg. So I'm not originally from here, but I've been here for going on 12 years. So this is home.
Absolutely.
I came here to work for USDA for the SNAP program. So I was commuting to Alexandria, and that was something, that was interesting. It was a great experience, but the commute was really awful, as so many people can relate to that. And then I ended up at the Salvation Army, working there for several years and running their food pantry. And I got introduced to Virginia Community Food Connections through their Farm to Pantry program. And through that work, I found out that they were looking for a new executive director, and the rest is history.
There
I've been
you
here
go.
5 years.
So Virginia Community Food Connections, it's a statewide organization.
We're not statewide, but Virginia Fresh Match, the program that we kind of helped pioneer and build that network. Elizabeth Borst, which I'm sure you've talked to Elizabeth in the past, really helped to pioneer that and begin the Fresh Match you know, opportunity throughout the state. And so now we're a big part of Virginia Fresh Match. That's the program that we partner with them, and we utilize that to fund the matching dollars at the markets. And we're probably, as outlets go, you know, we're operating at 9 different farmers markets. And so that's a pretty wide range, you know, pretty expansive, you know, reach. But yeah, we're not fully statewide, but we go all the way up to Prince William County.
Okay. So yeah. I didn't realize there were 9. There are 9 markets, or just, you know, yeah, kind of in this region. That's exciting.
It's exciting, yeah. And that's the thing. So you've got the Fredericksburg downtown market, which a lot of people are familiar with, mm-hmm, that. Spotsylvania now has 3 markets. They have a Saturday market out at Gordon Road. They have a Wednesday market that now has moved to Spotsylvania Courthouse Village, which is a great – that one used to be at the hospital.
Yes.
So some people might remember
Wednesday.
That.
Yes.
And then they also have brand new, they have a Sunday farmers market out in the parking lot of Spotsylvania High School.
I didn't know that.
Yep. It's been going a couple weeks now.
Okay.
And we just started offering SNAP and Fresh Match there this past weekend.
Okay. I knew that there was another one in Spotsylvania, but I wasn't sure when and where. So you have you have enlightened us already.
So many opportunities to use your benefits and to get the matching dollars.
You mentioned in just a second ago about the fact of just about being, you know, being at these markets. You've got a tent there.
We have a tent,
and that's why if you think that anybody that thinks that they at all are going to qualify for something, it's worth going up and talking to the friendly and helpful people in your tent.
Absolutely. So our tent, on the outside, it says Market Tokens. It's green, and it says Market Tokens. Go to your local market, the market that's closest to you, that's most convenient for you. We're at King George Farmers Market. We will be at the Bowling Green Farmers Market, and also the Route 639 market at Ladysmith. So the Bowling Green ones are not open yet, but the others are.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there. Go to your most convenient market. Talk to us. If you have SNAP, we can absolutely walk you through the process of what it means to use your benefits at the market, how to utilize the tokens once you receive them, and how to, you know, like what's available at the market. Our staff usually know, you know, kind of what's available that day and what vendors are there. And if you need help, you know, kind of figuring out what to buy, we can help you with that too.
That they're so helpful, because in a lot of times people don't know what to buy or what would be good. And just the fact, some of this is not only educating that you get the money to go do it, but also what to buy.
What to buy, what's in season. We have these little cards at our tent that talk about what's in season. And so obviously you're not going to come to the market in March and find a bunch of tomatoes, you know, not generally.
It's going to take a while.
It's not tomato season. But what you will find in May, you know, April and May is a lot of times, you know, strawberries, you know,
mm-hmm,
and lots of greens, lots of like kale and collard greens. And then also, and a lot of people don't know this, with your SNAP dollars and the matching dollars, you can buy plants that grow food. So if you want to grow a small garden or some plants even in containers, you can buy those with your SNAP dollars and your matching nutrition incentives.
I did not realize that, Candace. And that, boy, that's a nice benefit. And
definitely,
maybe each, you know, at least part, use some of that money each month to be able to do that. And then that really carries you through.
Keeps on giving all season. So
we
encourage people, and it's kind of, if you come to the market early in the season, there's not a lot of produce that's available.
No, we're just now getting into where it really picks up.
This is a great time to start going to the market and seeing things. We had a late start, really, to the growing season because of the winter was just harsh, and a lot of our farmers really didn't get started until kind of late on. So, but this is a great time. It's a great time to go in. You can definitely still buy plants. You can definitely start getting other things that are coming into season as well.
Well, and nothing beats fresh food.
Nothing.
And as far as just how it's healthier, and it's better for you.
Most definitely. Once you, like, for a lot of us who get used to buying our vegetables at the market, pretty often during the season. Once the season closes and the market closes, you're like, wow, I really miss,
I know
everything I was able to get at the market and how different it is from the things, you know, not that everything at the grocery store isn't great, but, you know, yeah, the fresh market produce is something special.
Oh, to be able to get it from, you know, to be able to get it. And you're also helping, especially doing it through the markets, you're helping the local farmers.
You're helping local families make their livelihood, you know, and a lot of the produce, most all of the produce at the market was probably harvested that morning, if not the day before.
Right.
And so you know that something that you're picking up and purchasing and taking home to your family is something that another family put their heart and soul into growing and creating and harvesting and caring for just for you.
And in most cases, you get to know some of these farmers, or they'll be able to tell you, they'll either give you or can tell you recipes or tell you how to prepare the food. Because sometimes you'll look at something and I have no idea even how to peel that thing.
I know. I have learned about so many different vegetables that I really didn't know about since I've been in this role and spent a lot more time at the farmers market. It's a great opportunity to learn from the farmers about how they grow the food, you know, how to use it, what does it taste good with, you know, things like that. Farmers love to talk about their work and the food that they grow.
Well, and the farmers that participate in the farmers market, they're there early. I mean, they put a lot of effort into what they do, and to be able to help them. This is a great program because it's at all levels. It's helping the community
at every level. So this speaks to people who believe in supporting local. This speaks to people who believe in alleviating hunger and helping families access better quality nutrition for their family. And so this program, everybody's a winner here. The community wins. Even if you have nothing to do with, even if you're not a farmer and you're not spending SNAP, you benefit from this program because it's keeping dollars local in the community.
Well, and in these times too, with everything so expensive and with food so expensive,
just to be able
to have that $30 will get you something.
It'll get you something for sure. Absolutely. And our farmers love this program. They are so supportive of our customers who come to the market and spend their SNAP benefits. There's not a sense of like, oh, I'm here spending SNAP, so I'm going to get treated differently or people are going to look down on me. Absolutely not. The market appreciates and cherishes the fact that we're able to run SNAP and that we have Virginia Fresh Match at the market.
No, I remember there was a time last year where there was really concern about, you know, how long this program might go, and the fact that you were able to weather that was a big relief, I know.
Definitely.
To everybody.
It was scary. Last year was a hard year for that. Yeah. It was and there are still changes coming to SNAP, and we don't know the impact yet.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep showing up. We're going to keep being there and helping people and trying to connect people to fresh food, which is what we do.
Well, and there are many reasons to have you come in, Candace, and we need to do this even. We try to get you in at least a couple times a year, and probably should try to even more as things are happening. Even if this doesn't affect you personally, you probably know somebody.
Yes.
In, you know, a neighbor, somebody in your church,
That's
you know,
right.
friends, somebody, you know, that your kids are friends with.
That's right.
That deal with this. Spread the word about Virginia Community Food Connections. Go to virginiacfc.org. Look it over and see. You may think, I'm not going to qualify for that. You might. And if you do, it's another great avenue.
A lot of people that were affected by the federal job issues that happened last year, a lot of people were laid off or lost their jobs, immediately were then were eligible for SNAP. And so a lot of those folks, we've seen them at the market. We've talked to them about their situation and what's going on. We've helped them to stretch their SNAP dollars in a situation where they probably never thought they would be there. A lot of people think, I will never be in a place where I need help supplementing my food budget. But none of us are exempt from it. And we are so happy to work with anyone to help anyone understand how our program works and hopefully help them stretch their budget.
Now, you hear that, you see that with the food bank. You see it a lot of times. People, you see people and hear stories who do on – on Tuesdays take care of, you know, downtown with the table. And they never expected to need that, but they do.
And that's why it's so important that we create programs and sustain programs that just welcome everybody. And we don't pass judgment, and you can't look at someone and immediately know, oh, they're food insecure or they're not food insecure, you know? You never know. So we should treat everyone with dignity and also welcome everyone to take part in whatever. Like when you go to the table, nobody says to you, hey, how much money do you make?
Right.
They don't ask you that question. You're there, you need food. You're going to get food.
And you just see the look on people's face of just being so appreciative. I'm sure in your case, too, you see that all the time,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely,
All of a sudden, you know, people are leaving with extra – with food that they didn't
– absolutely.
They didn't know about. We should also mention, Candace, that this is more than just something – you know, you mentioned your husband, Sean, and the letter carriers. But, I mean, you're involved in the community with being on the board with the – Rappahannock Education Farm. So this is more than just, well, this is a job and this is what I do. This is really a passion of yours and others to want to make sure that the community in food insecurity, because it's such a growing problem.
It's a growing problem, and you're right. I mean, it's really just part of my heart. It's who I am and who I want to be. I want to be someone who's involved at multiple levels and whatever I can do to support. The Rappahannock Education Farm is a beautiful organization, a beautiful blossoming project in this community, which thanks to you, you're covering them all the time and taking pictures of people, you know, planting and harvesting and working. And the amount, you go out there and you look around, you're like, how could we get all this work done? But they're doing it.
Yeah.
Rich La Rochelle, of course, the leader, you know, the chair of the board and the really the founder of the farm, you know, he's there probably every single day of his life. And I joke sometimes, like, I feel like he's probably going to put a cot over there and just take a nap.
Now that the barn is there,
you know? He can just
sleep
there.
He'll never go home.
So, you know, but yeah, everyone loves Rich and everyone is growing to love this farm. And it's a real honor to serve on the board. And, you know, we're connected in different ways as well. Like we have Virginia Community Food Connections. We have this farm to pantry program. And so through that program, we're purchasing with grant dollars from our same farmers working with at the market, generally large quantities of produce giving into food pantries. So through that, we've been building this network of food pantry connections and, you know, people that distribute, that can distribute to the folks that they serve. And so through that network now, we've been able to help connect Rappahannock Education Farm produce with some of the pantries directly as well. And so that's been a beautiful partnership.
Interesting. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Virginia Community Food Connections, our focus this morning. Candace Armstrong is here, the executive director. VirginiaCFC.org is the website. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Candace Armstrong here this morning, the executive director of Virginia Community Food Connections. This is VirginiaCFC.org. If this is, and again, Candace, the great thing about this is, if this is a new organization for you, or you've never heard of this, or just know a little bit about it, I think if you go to the website and you see all the different options, there really are a lot of things there that you or someone you know are going to be able to apply for.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the great thing about SNAP and Virginia Fresh Match is so easy. You know, if you have to go through, you know, Virginia, the Department of Social Services, once you qualify for SNAP and you have an EBT card, you can come to the market, one of the markets where we offer the program, 9 different markets in this area, and use your benefits and spend them just like you were at the grocery store. And then we give you up to $30 free in addition to what you spend every week.
Boy, $30 every week. I mean, I just feel like for the next half hour, we could just, I could say $30 and you could say every week. And we just do that for a half hour. And it still wouldn't be enough.
No.
That's a,
no.
that's, you can get a good amount. Yes. You can get several meals out of it, you know, in, with a lot of these vegetables.
For sure. I mean, you know, you walk in and you spend $30, you know, so if you went to Walmart or somewhere, you'd spend $30, you get $30 worth of food. But you go to the market, you spend $30 and you're walking away with $60 worth of fresh food.
Yeah, and it's fresh.
Yeah,
fresh
absolutely.
Food. That is just the thing. It would be terrible radio, but I still think we could go. You could do for a half hour. You do $30 every week.
Definitely.
I mean, it's just it is such a big thing. Now you talked about a second ago about the farm to pantry program. This to me is also exciting and another one of those kind of branching out things that can have a real impact.
It's very exciting. So we've done farm to pantry since 2015. But on a very small scale. So that's, I mentioned, like, that's how I knew about this organization because we worked with them, the Salvation Army Food Pantry, and we still work with the Salvation Army Food Pantry today, which is amazing, and I love that. So essentially, there was this, the issue was farmers grow a lot more produce often than what they can sell at the market. So we want them to sell everything they possibly can at the market so that they can support their livelihood and support their family. But so the issue was brought up that, okay, well, they have extra produce. A lot of times, you know, food organizations would expect or hope that the farmers would donate that. And oftentimes they do. But our organization really wanted to find a way that we could pay them something for that extra produce and still have it go to people in need. And so the idea came about, started working with the table was the very first pantry that was a farm to pantry partner. They're still like our, you know, champions and our, you know, our biggest partner in that effort.
I remember when they first started doing that. And I remember doing some stories on it and talking with them and thinking this really is a great idea. It's helping people and it's helping the farmers.
The table has evolved so much over the years. Like they used to be kind of an everything pantry, and then now they've evolved to just fresh food. They only offer fresh and often as much as possible locally grown food.
Yeah.
To the folks that come out there. And so Farm to Pantry works like this. We identify, a pantry finds us or we find them. They find out about our program. They say, you know, we serve this many people every week or every month. We're interested in having fresh food. We find a farmer who has extra produce available. And then either the pantry purchases that, you know, at a very deeply discounted price through our program. We arrange oftentimes delivery direct from the farmer to the pantry, oftentimes on the day of or the day before their pantry. So it's, again, just like the farmer's market, very fresh. This program started to grow when we got some grant funding from the USDA. Really, it was the USDA and then the Virginia Department of Agriculture as well, called LFPA, Local Food Purchasing Agreement. So long name again. But LFPA really changed the landscape for this program because we were then able to subsidize and purchase on behalf of pantries all this produce. So last year we purchased over 150,000 pounds of produce through our grant and across the region. And we worked with over 30 distribution partners like The Table.
Wow.
Like Love Thy Neighbor, lots of other pantries and groups in the area.
Wow. Just you mentioning, there are so many, when you talk about just the number of farmers markets around the region surprised me. The number of pantries is really surprising.
Definitely.
It's hard to keep up with. And for you to kind of be, you know, kind of an organizer of a lot of this helps too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we think it's important. A lot of pantries are not built, you know, the emergency food system, it was not really built to incorporate fresh food. You know, fresh food has a very short shelf life. If you don't have coolers and freezers and places, you know, to store it where it can keep good, then, you know, nobody's interested in having produce that goes bad laying around, whether it's in your own kitchen or at a facility or in a food pantry. And so part of the issue is that, you know, organizing the logistics is everything. Logistics is everything with this program. So our wonderful, amazing program director, Beth Austin, who maybe sometimes she could come in here with me too and talk about what she does. But she's just this brilliant logistics mind.
Yeah, you kind of have to be with
you
this.
You have to be. And so she has all of her distribution partners. Everybody's on speed dial. Farmers are on speed dial. She's on the phone all the time. We need this. Do you have this? Can we, you know, can we work this out? What day are you coming to town? You know, and it's just amazing how it comes together. But it's all thanks to Beth that we're able to run it so well.
Well, and I'm sure Candace Armstrong here with the Virginia Community Food Connections. The other thing you want to be able to do is keep the farmers happy. Because if all of a sudden you put all of these roadblocks in of, well, we can only get the, we need it at this time, or we can't do that, or we do this. And to be able to give them, in some cases, something, some payment and to work with them is going to encourage them to even produce more and want to be involved.
And they want to. They want to give back to the community. They believe in this work. The thing about Farm to Pantry that I love is that, you know, at the markets, we're able to serve families that qualify for SNAP benefits. That's not everybody that's food insecure.
Right.
There are lots of families that fall just above that cutoff, you know, just above that threshold, and they don't qualify for SNAP, but they still find themselves experiencing food insecurity. And so they often are the folks that are going to the pantries to receive, you know, additional things that they can supplement their food with at home. And so being able to work directly with pantries and get that farm fresh produce there allows us to serve a broader audience, a broader population across the region.
We look at food insecurity around the area and how it's too high, but you just think of where we would be if it weren't for Virginia Community Food Connections, if it weren't for the pantries, if it weren't for the food bank, and
even just
individual churches that do things like, you know, like Friday bags for students and those kinds of things. There are a lot of things going on under the surface that we don't see.
That's right. And the great thing about the food pantries, you know, each food people might say, oh, there's so many. Why are there so many? There's so many because there's lots of people, and each community, each pantry serves a specific community
close
to them that have a reason that they know these folks. You know, the pantries know the people that come to them. And that's important. That's an important piece of Farm to Pantry for us, is that we don't know everybody. We're not out here distributing food all the time. The pantries know what they need. They can tell you, we serve 60 people a week or 100 people a week. And so our role in that is to be able to get them the fresh food so they can give it out to the folks that they know very well and understand their needs.
Yeah, they're very localized but they're meeting that need. And again, you all work together.
It's a network. It's a very important network. And that's the other piece that we're hoping to build and continue to build on, is just like a network of organizations that are doing fresh food access work. And it's something that we've kind of, you know, we've talked about in the past, and we've had meetings. And so we're just hoping to continue to build that discussion, that network space, so that we can continue to work together and do good things.
I can't imagine, Candace, how busy you talk to you and in the work that you and Beth and others do, because there really is a lot of coordination to make this work. It all may look seamless, and on Saturday morning you show up at the farmer's market and it all works. But to get from Saturday morning, there's a lot of work that takes place during the week.
There is. And we're a staff of three. We're a staff of three. We have two full-time employees, myself and Beth. We have two part-time coordinators. So we're actually a staff of four. And then we have seasonal staff that we hire to help us work at the farmers markets. But in all of that, you know, we're still at the markets. There's lots of support that's needed, training. We have to train farmers on how to, you know, work with our program. So there's lots to do, but we love it, and we wouldn't be anywhere else.
Yeah. No, it shows that you all, I've seen people come up to the market tokens table and have no idea what they're doing. And, you know, it's just like, you know, you're figuratively taking them by the hand.
Yeah.
And sometimes are taking them by the hand and taking them around and showing them how, because it is hard to to grasp, or sometimes you don't want to have people to be too embarrassed. And I know that you are so big on that.
It's so important to us that everyone feel comfortable coming to our, you know, using our program. Sometimes you can tell people will come up and they'll be a little bit shy.
Sure.
And a little bit soft spoken. They're like, I've never used this program before. And so we're just able to talk through it and say, look, hey, this is great. I'm glad you're here. This is how this works. And, you know, and then we can walk with them through the market if that's what they need. And we have done and we'll continue to do that. So if you're nervous about it, if you have SNAP benefits and you're thinking about coming to use our program, please come to the market. And if you're nervous, you know, to even show up, send us a message and let us talk to you beforehand so that it feels a little bit more comfortable when you come to the market. We'd love to help you.
Yeah. Now, usually you're usually right there, right in the center. You always have your, and I'm sure, I mean, those are long Saturdays.
They're long Saturdays. A lot of setup, breakdown.
Right.
It's going to get hot soon, which honestly, I'm okay with that because it's been kind of, the weather hasn't been. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it'll get pretty hot. We're out there in all elements. We're out there in the rain. If the market's open, we're open.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that even if you go in and feel like I wouldn't even know what vegetables I need. That's where you can talk to people and after a bit you'll see what your family likes and you could you may become a salad family or there's a lot of are a lot of vegetables that you can you can develop a liking for.
Definitely. And this is a great opportunity to try new vegetables without feeling like you're, because that's the other thing. If you're on a limited budget, you're not very, apt to go in and buy things that you don't know how to cook. If you're receiving $30 free every week, you might feel like I can put aside a little bit and try something new that I've never had before and maybe discover, like you said, that you love it.
It's got to be a great feeling for you guys when you do connect with people and see that they get it and they're coming back and they're using the benefits.
Definitely. And we part of this program too that we like to say we don't have a great way to measure it other than just seeing people again and again. But a lot of times we want people to come to the market, use their benefits, discover how amazing the farmer's market is, and they're probably going to be a farmer's market shopper for life at that point.
And farmer's markets have so many choices.
Yes. You can buy meat. And that's the thing. So with our program, the SNAP dollars that you spend, you can spend them on anything that's SNAP eligible. So you can buy meat, bread, eggs, honey, milk, whatever's there, obviously produce. The dollars that we give for free are just for fruits and vegetables or plants that grow food, but you still are going to have your SNAP dollars that you can buy those other products with as well. So you can literally build full meals at the market by using your SNAP benefits.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That we're not saying that all of it has to go to this.
No,
but to be able to do that is just and again, you think of so many organizations now, and you've got to feel good about that. The fact that there really has been a shift.
There's been a shift
and an emphasis on instead of just giving out food, the canned food goods, and the processed things, that there is an emphasis on if we can get you vegetables, we're going to try to get you vegetables.
And that's a shift across the board. That's been a shift with the food bank. They're really focused on healthy pantries and healthy, alternatives. And, they're a great partner with us. And obviously, like you said, the Rappahannock Education Farm, all the pantries. I mean, it's just a beautiful network and everybody wants better quality food wherever they can get it in there. And we all believe that people deserve to have fresh food on their table, regardless of their ability, their economic status or where they are in their life.
From the start of the growing season until really the end of November or so, do you ever sleep?
Well, we try, we try. Things have been busy in the last, things are very busy in the beginning.
Yeah.
All the markets set up, training new staff, training new farmers, getting the market stabilized. By August, things are pretty settled. August is often a heavy, month for SNAP spending, which is great. There's so much available at the market. And then things start to wind down, coming up on the, Thanksgiving and then really wind down in December. A couple of the markets are still open through almost Christmas, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then we have a little bit of a downtime where we really just are getting ready for the next season.
Right. Getting ready to start all over again. Yeah. VirginiaCFC.org. VirginiaCFC.org. Virginia Community Food Connections here. Candace Armstrong is here. We'll take one final break and conclude this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff here this morning with Candace Armstrong in Virginia Community Food Connection. So again, Candace, for those that haven't been paying attention,
yes,
we need to again repeat all the different things that people are eligible for, and there really are some great things. And it all starts when you go to to a farmer's market. Look for the market tokens tent.
That's right,
easily marked.
The green market tokens tent. Bring your SNAP benefits, your EBT card to the market. You can spend as much money as you want, just like you were at the store. We will match up to $30 for additional fruits and vegetables or plants that grow food.
That is such a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Because to be able to add that bag or two of what you take from the farmer's market,
that's right,
is so huge. That can be a meal or two.
It's a meal or two. It's really come to the market, talk to our staff, get to know our farmers, explore different fresh food options. We would love to see you out there.
And they'll tell you, the farmers are really good at telling you what's good,
yeah,
what to put with things,
yes,
how to cook it, different,
yes,
ways you can put it in a casserole or something, and all
so
kinds
good.
Of things.
So many good things. So we would love to see you at any of our 9 markets, and we can, you can follow our Facebook page, and we give updates there about, where we are and the times of the markets. Everything's listed also on our website.
The great thing about having you in, Candace, that I really appreciate is just the getting the information out, but also just the various, you all are working together, and there really,
yes,
are a lot of things going on in the community. And if all of a sudden you find yourself, for
yes,
for whatever reason, all of a sudden things aren't the way they used to be,
yeah,
there are things and there are programs out there that can help you, and you're not going to be made to feel like,
no,
hey, look what you have to do.
No, not at all. We often talk to folks who find themselves, just like you're saying, in a situation where they need help, and
it happens,
and it's one of my favorite things to do is to just sit down with somebody. Or if we don't have time, or if we don't want to talk at the market, I'll say, here's my email, here's my card, and somebody will reach out to me, and I'll say, here are some options. Here are some places that I want to tell you should visit, where you can get fresh food to support your family, while you're in this time of transition, and that's really important to me.
And the other thing that has come out, as you and I have talked this morning, is there really are a lot of pantries.
So many pantries. If you are a pantry or an organization that would be interested in distributing fresh food, also please get in touch with us, because we'd love to work with you. We have a little bit of grant money left that we'd love to buy some produce for you to be able to distribute.
And if you're a farmer,
if you're the
farm to pantry program might be something,
yes,
that you can be involved with at some level.
Absolutely. If you're a farmer and you're not at the markets, or we don't know you yet, get in touch with us. We'd love to talk with you too about working with us.
Yeah, you may be at the market and you've seen the table,
yeah,
and you think,
yeah,
I don't, what is that? Walk on over and like you said,
yeah,
you're a friendly bunch.
We're friendly. We're very friendly. Yeah, absolutely. Please come and find us and ask questions, and we would love to help you.
This is a great time of year, just as, like you say, as the pantries get going, and they've been going now for probably a lot of them for about a month. But like you say,
yeah,
this is now where at first there's just a lot. There's really a lot of flowers,
yeah,
and
plants.
Yeah,
a little bit of greens, but yeah, now we're getting into the good stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of things are starting to, if you go, check out your local market this weekend. Today is the Wednesday,
yeah,
Spotsylvania market. There will be also a Wednesday Fredericksburg market. It's not up and running yet, but it'll be going. There will be so many opportunities for you to check out our program and check out the beautiful products at the market.
And there's the new Spotsylvania Market on Sundays at Spotsy High.
That's right. That's great.
The amazing thing about you, Candace, is you know all of these markets. Yeah. You know the times. You don't. You don't have a note.
Yes.
And you can rattle off whatever day of the week is. And but there are really a lot of opportunities.
Many great,
VirginiaCFC.org, the website. Facebook also will keep you up to date on a lot of things. And you know, if you've got the benefits, use them.
Use them. And also, coming up when school lets out, a lot of families will receive summer EBT sunbucks.
Yeah.
You can bring sunbucks to the market, and we will double those just like we do regular EBT benefits.
VirginiaCFC.org. Thank you, Candace.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Greenline Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.